Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Anton Fedotov from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Thank you for joining us on Башнефть conference call. I would like to remind you that the conflict disclosures relating to the individual companies or securities discussed on this call today can be found on the call invitation. Now, without any further ado, I would like to hand over to Mr. Alexander Korsik, the CEO of Башнефть.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's a great pleasure to talk to you again. As usual, I'll talk about operations, and Alexey Lisavenko, our Chief Financial Officer, will give you some flavor of financials. I will start with July, though it's not the second quarter. As you know, we had a horrible accident in one of our refineries in Уфанефтехим. There was a fire in a hydrocracker unit over there. We lost six people. It's a real tragedy which can be felt throughout the whole company. We've done our best to take care of the families, but again, it's a horrible disaster, it's a horrible accident. If you talk about the hydrocracker itself, it will not be in operations in 2016. We do not include it into the business plan for 2017, though we'll do our best to repair it as quickly as possible. In case it's hydrocracker, it's not operational in 2017, the throughput of the refineries would be reduced to something like 18 to 18.5 million tons per year. I believe you are aware that we have insurance for all our units and for hydrocracker as well, and we do believe that we would get back the bulk of our losses through our insurance policy. Several words about oil production. Second quarter to the second quarter of the previous year is 9.6% growth. If we compare half a year, it will be 10.9% of growth in crude production. As you remember, sometime in May, probably in April, I do not know exactly, we told you that we would produce about 20.7 million tons. Right now, our forecast is a bit higher. I'm not ready to give you an accurate figure, but I do like magic numbers, and 21 looks good to me. Well, dividends. We paid 50% of our net profit, as requested by the government. But I'd like to say once again that we were ready to pay approximately this amount of dividends before the government made a decision about 50% payment. But we were planning to make payments in two installments, 20 billion in July, August, in accordance with our dividends policy, and the remaining part as interim dividends. But I believe we have fulfilled all our obligations to the shareholders. Those are operational highlights. A lot of detailed information is in our report. And right now, I'd like to hand over to Alexey Lisavenko, who will talk about financials. And later on, I would be happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you very much.
Уважаемые дамы и господа, представляем коротко финансово-экономические показатели группы «Башнефть» за второй квартал. Во втором квартале мы увидели продолжающийся рост цены нефти, который начался в феврале 2016 года. Средняя цена Urals в долларах была на 36% выше, чем в первом квартале. Укрепление рубля было не столь значительное, в связи с чем рублевая цена барреля выросла квартал к кварталу на 20%. В этих условиях наша выручка выросла на 8% до 142 миллиардов. Показатель скорректированный, EBITDA при этом вырос на 17,7%. чистая прибыль плюс 2,8%, а скорректированный операционный денежный поток увеличился до 22,5 миллиардов на 11,5%. Помимо указанных макропоказателей, на финансовые показатели второго квартала существенное влияние оказали снижение объема переработки, прежде всего в связи с плановым ремонтом одного из наших заводов, Уфимский НПЗ. А налоговое окружение, а именно отставание роста экспортных пошлин от роста нефтяных котировок и увеличение акциза с 1 апреля. Конъюнктура рынка нефтепродуктов. Во втором квартале мы увидели рост спроса на бензин, дизельное топливо на экспортных рынках, в розничном канале. Снижение спроса и цен на мазут на внутреннем рынке с одновременным ростом экспортного нетбэк. В этих условиях менеджмент основные усилия приложил в деле обеспечения оптимального баланса перерабатываемых нефтей, объемов производства, направления реализации продукции. В частности, на снижение покупки, оптимизацию объемов покупки западносибирской нефти, максимизация экспорта нефти, выполнение графика ремонта уфимского НПЗ с опережением этого графика по ряду установок, а также расширение наиболее маржинальных экспортных каналов по дизельному топливу и оптимизация канала реализации мазута с внутреннего рынка на экспорт и применение спотового ценообразования.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you some highlights of our financial performance of Башнефть in the second quarter. So in the second quarter, we saw that oil price continued to grow starting from February 2016, and on average, it was 38% higher than in the first quarter. The strengthening of the ruble did not quite catch up the oil price performance, and that's why the ruble price for crude oil was 20% different quarter on quarter. That translated into our financial results. So our revenue went up by 8% to 142 billion rubles, our EBITDA was up 17.7%, and our net income was up by 2.8%. Our adjusted free cash flow was at 22.5 billion rubles. That is an 11.5% change. In terms of substantial factors that contributed to our performance, I should mention the following. The refining volumes went down significantly, particularly due to planned maintenance and shutdown at Ufa refinery. Then the tax environment also had its impact in terms of the duty lag. And then the excises went down starting from the 1st of April. Then in this situation, and let us now discuss the oil product performance and environments in the second quarter, the demand for motor fuel and diesel fuel went up. And as for fuel oil, we saw substantial changes in export netbacks. In this environment, management undertook some actions to optimize performance, such as to optimize the balance of refining, as well as the directions to which, or rather destinations to which we sell our oil products. And in particular, we worked more with West Siberian crude oil. We looked to maximize our export destinations, and we also worked to improve the maintenance schedule at our Ufa refinery with some success there, so we are ahead of time in certain operations. We also worked to expand the most marginal channels of distribution and to redirect sales of fuel oil from export to domestic markets.
Мы традиционно уделяем значительное внимание работе над издержками. Удельные показатели затрат на переработку и на добычу показали квартал к кварталу сдержанный рост в пределах 4%. В основном это объясняется объемным фактором и фактором ремонтов. А капитальные затраты мы финансируем в соответствии с годовым бизнес-планом. Объемы финансирования составили во втором квартале 21 миллиард, полугодие 38 миллиардов. А по долгу во втором квартале компания провела досрочный выкуп трех серий рублевых неконвертируемых облигаций на общую сумму 15 миллиардов с датой оферты май 20 июнь 2021 года, ставка купона 12,12%. А также мы разместили три серии рублевых неконвертируемых облигаций на общую номинальную сумму 25 миллиардов рублей с датой оферты май 2023, апрель 2025. Ставка купона 10,5-10,9%. Таким образом, среднеизвешенная ставка по портфелю в целом по состоянию на 30 июня составила 7,8% по сравнению с 8,2%, то есть снижение почти на 0,5% за квартал. Показатель скорректированный чистый долг незначительно снизился на 2,3%. Уровень 105 миллиардов рублей. Дюрация портфеля увеличилась с 2,83 до 3,37 за квартал. Спасибо.
We traditionally work on our costs, and so the unit costs in both upstream and downstream were only moderately up by 4%. That was primarily driven by volumes and our maintenance schedule. Our CapEx is in line with our business plan, and so in the second quarter it was 21 billion rubles, and in the first half of the year it was 38 billion rubles. In terms of debts, in the second quarter the group repurchased or prepaid its ruble bonds for 15 billion rubles that were maturing beyond 2020 and had an interest rate of approximately 12%. We also issued bonds for another 25 billion, also maturing after 2020, with coupon rates of 10.5-10.9%. And as a result of those activities, our average interest rate went down from 8.2% to 7.8%. That, you will appreciate, is almost a 0.5% reduction. Our adjusted net debt went slightly down by 2.3% and stood at 105 billion rubles. And the total portfolio duration went up from 2.83 years previously to 3.27 years at the end of the quarter. Thank you.
Operator, we are ready to take questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to register a question, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone keypad now. If you choose to withdraw your question, please press star followed by 2. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure that your phone is unmuted locally. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that's star 1 now. Our first question today comes from Evgenia Dishluk from Gazprom Bank. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the presentation. I have two questions. The first one relates to your operating cash flow in the second quarter. I believe there was a 40 billion rubles reversal of prepayment. Could you please elaborate on this? What is it for? I'd appreciate if you could give a few details. Thank you.
Wait a minute, please. Окей, мы уже уточняли вопрос. Дело в том, что в первом квартале в операционном денежном потоке была показана Предоплата по долгосрочному контракту поставки нефти и нефтепродуктов в размере почти 40 миллиардов рублей, как вы правильно заметили. Сейчас мы раскрываем наш операционный денежный поток, выделяя сумму этой предоплаты отдельно, показываем его без учета этой предоплаты. Это, скажем так, форма визуализации денежного потока.
We were just clarifying your question a bit between ourselves. And yes, in the first quarter, our operating cash flow included the prepayments under the long-term contract for the supply of oil and oil products for approximately 40 billion rubles, as you have rightly mentioned. Now, we adjust our cash flow for that, so we take out that prepayment. So that, in a way, is a way of presenting the cash flow, the financials.
Ну, то есть это не, как бы, я думаю, что это просто, как бы, я просто думала, что это была сначала предоплата, а потом, как бы, поставки в рамках предоплаты во втором квартале, может быть, я ошибаюсь, на которую эта сумма уменьшилась. Ну, как
нет,
бы,
нет.
Нет? Это просто...
Техническая форма визуализации этого потока.
A follow-up question. Well, I thought that was that in, first you had a prepayment and then you were supplying against that prepayment. Is that correct? Answer, no. That's just a way of visualizing or presenting those numbers.
Спасибо. И второй вопрос. Есть ли какие-то комментарии или forward-looking statements по поводу промежуточных возможных дивидендов за первое полугодие 2016 года? То есть в рамках общего посыла, который мы сейчас слышим от правительства, по возможному увеличению дивидендных выплат для госкомпании или как бы это ваше, может быть, собственное решение. Если можно, какие-то комментарии получить. Спасибо.
And my second question is regarding, or could you share any comments or give a forward-looking statement regarding perhaps the dividends in respect of the first half 2016 in the light of the government's drive to increase the dividends for government-owned companies or perhaps by your own choice?
Александр Курск, видимо, я отвечу на этот вопрос. Better in English. It will be a bit faster. As I've already mentioned, we have fulfilled all our obligations to shareholders. We paid 50% of net profit. And as long as I understand, if the government decides that some companies should pay more, they should take into account that we fulfilled obligations and not everybody fulfilled their obligations. So probably the additional money should come from different sources. As to us, we do not have these plans. I believe we have done what we were requested to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. We have no further questions registered on the telephone lines. Apologies, we do have a question just been registered from Ildar Davenchin from RenCap. Ildar, please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me? Yes, so I'd like to ask a question in English. Apologies for that, just to be more efficient. So two questions, please. Number one, can you provide the latest guidance on CapEx for 2016 and your kind of overall trajectory or expectations for the future years? I mean, any material changes you anticipate relative to the strategy presentation you made last year, and maybe in particular with regards to the fire at the Ufa refinery, do you expect any additional costs to incur as a result of that? And the second question, a bit more strategic, I appreciate it's a bit probably sensitive to provide full comment, but what are kind of official position views of the management with regards to privatization? In the past, I think you were quoted in the press or at some of the forums that you consider SPO, sale into the stock market of this government stake as one of the options. Do you still think this is, you know, a realistic assumption? Just any thoughts on the process? Thank you very much.
Eldar, this is Alexander Korsak. Probably I will start answering from the second question. I understand that you are really interested in what is going on, but I believe the government has made a lot of comments about that, and we have a very limited influence upon what decisions are being taken, and the decisions are taken by the government, and I believe you'd better address your questions to the government. If you ask about technical part, well, SPO is possible, and if the government decides that SPO is a proper route for privatization of the company, we'll be ready to do everything in a very fast and expedient manner. The company is ready to do, and the company is ready to fulfill any kind of requests and orders from the government. But as long as I understand, the decision was taken by the Prime Minister and the President that privatization would be postponed for some time. So right now, really, there is no subject for discussion. As to the strategy for forthcoming years, probably I'll start talking a bit about the first question. We're still in the process. The strategy is being developed. It hasn't been yet discussed by the board of directors, as the business plan for 2017 wasn't discussed at the board. But we do not see any major changes in forthcoming strategy. There will be, of course, some adjustments of the strategy of last year for macroeconomic conditions to what is going on in the industry, but you shouldn't expect any surprises in comparison to what we had one year ago. But there will be some adjustments, and, of course, the strategy should be approved by the board. After that, we can comment on that. Before that, it would be premature. And right now, I'll pass the word to Alexey Lisavenko. He will answer the first part of the question.
У нас по капитальным вложениям планы не изменились, наверное, коротко так скажу. Мы пока находимся в тех же границах, что установлено бизнес-планом, соответственно, то, что мы объявляли и ранее. Предпосылок, даже несмотря на произошедшую аварию, изменить капитальные вложения мы не видим. Да, возможно, какое-то перераспределение в рамках этого бизнес-плана, бюджета, выделенного на капитальные вложения, но общая сумма останется плюс-минус неизменной.
Thank you. In terms of CapEx, let me state it briefly that there's no change envisaged. We are still within the same framework as envisaged by the business plan and that we've already announced, and even the accidents that we had doesn't create any prerequisites to revise our CapEx. There may be some reallocation within the numbers announced, but the totals will stay the same, plus or minus.
Спасибо. А не могли бы уточнить все-таки последний, ну, вот, какой это план по бизнес-плану на 2016 год, капитальные вложения?
У нас один бизнес-план, в общем-то, не пересматривается, в районе 92 миллиардов без M&A.
A follow-up question. Can you still provide the latest guidance for CapEx in 2016 and answer, according to a business plan 2016, and answer, well, we only have one business plan, and it's 92 billion rubles, excluding any M&A.
Our next question today comes from Kirill Tachnikov from BCS. Kirill, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, could you please repeat how significant is going to be the impact from the accident at the refinery on your production? Thank you.
I think I'll reply to this question. There will be certain impact because the unit is out of operation for this year and probably for the next year, though hopefully we'll be able to return it into operations next year. I cannot give you any accurate numbers right now because we're still in the process of understanding how much it will cost us. But in any case, I can tell you that it will not be of any radical radical influence on the financials of the company. Really, it's not significant, not at all. Plus, as I've already mentioned, we're insured, and we hope to get a compensation for all our losses, or at least for the bulk of our losses, through our insurance. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We have no further questions on the telephone lines.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the shortest conference calls during the last couple of years. Hopefully, you haven't decided yet that Bashnev doesn't exist. It exists. And privatization is postponed. So please be more active during our next conference calls, and we'll try to do our best to make you happy about our results. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.